Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined tonight by a very special guest. Been wanting to get these guys into the studio for years because they have been a major player in the local music scene going all the way back to the 2000s. They have just put out their new album, In Color. It's their eighth album overall, first one in 4 years. And tomorrow evening, they are playing, tomorrow afternoon, I guess I should say, they are playing at the Festival for the Eno on the 4th of July. They'll be up on stage at 3 p.m. Enofest.com is the website for more information on that. The band is Bombadil. We are joined in the studio by Daniel Michalak and James Phillips. Guys, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us, Aaron.
Feels great to be here. Yeah.
We are going to talk about the album and the show coming up in just a bit, but let's hear a song off of the album. What do you want to play first?
Why don't we play Indigo Seamstress?
All right, this is off the brand new album, In Color, Indigo Seamstress by Bombadil on 97.9 The Hill.
There's a book for every line. There's a friend for any time, but there's a color I can't find. There's a coin that I could flip. There's a spot, but it's just a blend. But there's a shade that does not exist. I told the seamstress about the rain.
Seamstress there. That is Bombadil off their brand new album, In Color. We've got Daniel and James here in the studio from the band. We'll chat with them about the album and their upcoming show tomorrow at 3 p.m. at the Festival for the Eno when we come back on Live and Local after this on 97.9 The Hill. Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck in 97.9 The Heel Studios, joined tonight by the band Bombadil, two members of the band, at least here in the studio, Daniel Michalak and James Phillips. Their new album is In Color. It's their first in a few years. It's fantastic. And they're going to be playing the festival for the Eno tomorrow on the 4th of July at 3 p.m. Enofest.org for more information on the festival. Bombadilmusic.com for more information on the band. Guys, again, thank you so much for being with us. Pleasure to have you here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us in.
So tell us about the album, the origin of it. I've been fascinated to ask you because the album is in color and all of the songs are color themed. Did you have a couple of the songs and say we've got a theme, or did you come up with a theme first and then go?
Exactly. We wrote the record with the theme in mind.
Theme first. All right.
It was definitely a pandemic project. Daniel had moved to France just before the pandemic, and we started to figure out how to collaborate over the ocean. And I think the pandemic in many ways helped us because it gave us this time where we weren't playing shows and we were at home to focus on this project. So we started by just finding lists of things on the internet to write songs about. So we searched for the top 10 emotions first. And we made 10 songs about emotions.
Nice.
That were okay.
And that are on our website if you want to listen.
Yeah. And we tried the months of the year, and then we got to the color wheel.
Nice.
And that was when it really started clicking, and we kind of worked out a technical process for working together online. And so we wrote the songs online and then did a bunch of rounds of revision in person, and had a guitar player who used to live in Durham, well, actually Chapel Hill, Nick Vandenberg, come in to play with us in the studio, and also invited Skylar Gudez, who I'm sure you're familiar with.
She's great,
to come
yeah.
in and sing and play flute on the record.
Yeah.
When we actually tracked it in my new backyard recording studio.
Nice.
So it was the first thing I did out there.
I appreciate the fact that y'all were able to stay together to do this album. Because, I mean, during the pandemic, everyone was trying to figure out how to record separately from each other, but they were in maybe houses six blocks away or a couple towns away. You were across an ocean from each other. And a lot of times, like, a band member leaves and moves away, that's the end of the band. And y'all have hung together through all of that and more, which is exciting. I'm glad that you're here and still making music. It's great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah. But I have to ask why. Like, what is it about, like, this band, this project that endures? Because it's really cool, but it's uncommon.
I think on a basic level, it's just something we both enjoy and love doing and want to be a big part of our lives. The fans also keep us going, and writing music is a creative process and also a fulfilling process.
Mm. Stuart Robinson's back with the band
back,
now.
Yes.
He was gone for 7 years and came back. That's got to be exciting.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
It's fun to be able to play some of his songs, which we had stopped playing when he left the band. Mm-hmm. Other band members have come and gone, and we play their songs, but there's something about his songs that are very singular to him. So it's nice to be able to have those be in the set. And it's been nice to spend time with an old friend.
And you've also brought on a new member, right, MK?
We did. MK Rodenbow, who performs as Rhodes Baby on their own, has been playing guitar and singing, and that first song that we played, Indigo Seamstress, has their lead vocals on it, and they've been a really fun addition to the band and the live sound, I would say.
Yeah. What is that lineup, like that particular iteration of Bombadil, like how does that, do you think, compare to previous iterations?
Oh, it's a good iteration. when we first started, maybe it was the original iteration, but we weren't good musicians, so now we're better musicians and more experienced, and MK's awesome, so they bring a lot of rock. And of course, Stuart just brings that old classical Bombadil sound back to the band.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been able to like be together physically in the same place and work on the songs and rehearse?
It seems like it comes out to be about 2 months a year,
okay.
I would say. That, I think, is what we did last year and even the year before making the record. And so we are right now at the end of 6 weeks of touring. And we will head to Europe in the fall to do 3.5 weeks of touring.
Nice. Where are you going in Europe?
We have signed up with a company that's sending us to Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. It'll be our fourth time on the continent, but the first time with a lot of assistance from a company. We did most of it DIY before, so this should be a different experience, yeah. Although we have no idea yet. So.
We're here with Daniel and James from Bombadil. BombadilMusic.com is their website. The brand new album is In Color. It's just out now. And I want to play a song from the album, but getting back to the European tour, like on your past European trips, is it similar to touring in the States? Is it different? Like, what's the experience like?
It was always a long-term dream of James and I to get to Europe. I always thought it would be much better, much different, and exactly the same.
Nice.
I mean, there's some older buildings and cobblestone streets. Food's a little different, but as far as being a musician, it's exactly the same.
What's it like living there?
That is a different story that we could get into, maybe in a longer interview. I like it a lot, and I have no regrets about moving to France. But the grass is not greener on the other side. There's great things about the U.S. and about France, and so.
Grass is green on both sides.
Grass is greener on both sides.
Well, again, the new album is In Color. It's out now. Let's hear another song off of it. What are we going to hear next?
We'll stay with that green grass, and let's play Green Feelings, please.
Green Feelings off of the new album In Color. This is Bombadil on 97.9 The Hill.
Every painter needs a paintbrush, just like I need you. Every seashell needs a seashore, just like I need you. Green ceilings in Grand Central Station. Green feelings can't be painted. Bridge over every river feels like I'm not over you. Every book about everything feels like it's about you. Green ceilings in Grand Central Station. Green feelings can't be painted.
By Bombadil there. That is off the new album In Color. It's out now. BombadilMusic.com is their website, and they're going to be playing at the Festival for the Eno tomorrow, the 4th of July at 3 p.m. We're going to talk about that show and more when we come back with Bombadil on Live and Local on 97.9 The Hill. Welcome back to you, Live and Local. I am Aaron Keck. You're in 97.9 The Hill Studios. We are joined tonight by Daniel and James from Bombadil. BombadilMusic.com is their website. Their brand new album is In Color. It's out now, and they are going to be playing tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the 44th Annual Festival for the Eno, which is going to be at West Point on the Eno City Park, supporting conservation efforts on the Eno River. Enofest.org is the website for more information on the festival. You can still buy tickets. 10 to 6 is when it runs tomorrow, and Bombadil is going to be on stage at 3 o'clock. Guys, again, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Tell us about EnoFest, the show that's coming up.
Well, I reached out to Greg Bell, who books the EnoFest, to have Eno be our local show for this year, because I grew up in Durham, mm-hmm. and I grew up going to the EnoFest, and I wanted our hometown show to be a show that my 3.5-year-old could go to.
Nice.
And I love the Eno River. Stuart lives on the Eno River. We swim in it frequently. Mm-hmm. So it just felt like the right fit over a club show. This will be our fourth time playing, maybe?
Third or fourth time, yeah.
Yeah. And it's always been, it's hot, but it's fun.
You know? It depends on what stage you're on. Yeah. I've learned from emceeing a couple of these. Like, there's the stage with no shade, and then there's stages with nothing but shade.
We are on the shaded stage.
That's good.
I was happy to find out.
Yeah. So. What's next for you? You're doing this show. You're going to Europe. What happens after that?
We're hoping to spend the period of time between this tour and the tour in Europe writing for the next record.
Nice.
We don't know what that will be yet. We haven't started. So.
Are there songs from, you mentioned you wrote songs about emotions, you wrote songs about the color wheel. Are there songs from that group that will see the light of day later, or do you not think so?
No.
Daniel's shaking his head.
When we lived in the same town, we wrote and recorded every day that mm-hmm. we were home, more or less. So there's a lot of back catalog, but I think any new album will be songs that are new that we wrote for that. But we are talking about ways to kind of revisit some of the material we haven't released and get it out into the world, because there is a lot of stuff sitting on my hard drive.
This is going to be a potentially throw you kind of question, but you've now got 8 albums. It's a lot of material. Do you have a favorite Bombadil song?
I always like the newest stuff the best, personally.
Fair.
Yeah, I think the newest stuff always wins for me, but then it's also fun when a fan yells out a song that we don't know how to play from an early record, and then we kind of often will try to stumble through it for fun. Mm. And I'll always remember like being good at that song in the past,
right.
and enjoying that it exists in the world.
So. Stairway Show is where you're driving home. And it's like, oh, that's how to play that song. I remember now.
And every now and then someone will call out something we don't know how to play, and we'll play it, and we play it perfectly.
It's rewarding. Yeah.
Feels like magic.
Those are the good ones, yeah. You've had an opportunity to play with a ton of great artists. You mentioned Skylar Gadaz on this album. I remember Kate Rudy from the last album. Such a great collaboration. Do you have favorite local artists, whether you've played with them or not, that you like to listen to?
That's a good question. We do. We all have been huge fans of Des Arc over her
yeah.
career. I know she's not making music now, but I still regularly listen to all of her albums. Mm. Over the pandemic, Phil Cook lived across the street from me, and I really, really love his solo piano music. Mm. I went to go see him at the Pinhook play his solo piano music. And then I'm a huge Rhodes Baby fan.
Yeah.
I love their solo material. I've gotten to play in their band once, and it was really fun. I'm hosting a show for them in August on the front stage of my recording studio.
Yeah.
So, which will be open to the public. So
that's another artist who left and came back. I was kind of disappointed because I was really getting into MK's music, and then they went to Chicago, and it's like, oh, okay. But then they're back, and that's great.
We like to take a little bit of credit for that.
Please do. All the credit in the world. Bombadilmusic.com is the website. Go there and find out more. Again, the new album is called In Color. It's great. It's out now. And the show is going to be 3:00 tomorrow, Tuesday, July 4th, at the Festival for the Eno at West Point on the Eno City Park. Again, enofest.org for tickets and more information about that. We're here with Daniel Michalak and James Phillips from Bombadil. And as we wrap up, what are we going to wrap up with?
Let's play Orange Planets.
Orange Planets off of the new album In Color on 97.9 The Hill.
And all the movie stars came in the best clothes, and all the crazy fans came from so far just to get too close. And all the rich carpets rolled out for painted feet.
and all the cameras flash for the big artists till they took their seats.
It was a galaxy of pretty people, planets floating in the sky. A ball of oranges spilling on the carpet. Shine like a watermelon seed. And all the hands clap for that 2D dream that they keep selling. It was a galaxy of pretty people that's floating in the sky.
Is Orange Planet. The album is In Color. The band is Bombadil, and you can find them online at bombadilmusic.com. Find them in person at the 44th annual Eno Fest tomorrow at 3 p.m. at West Point on the Edo City Park in Durham. Enofest.org is the website for tickets and more information to that. Daniel Michalak, James Phillips, thank you both so much for being with us.
You are welcome.
Thanks for having us.